Initiative Youth and Criminal Justice Reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies this afternoon. Good chance of rain. Raining right now here in Lawrence. Highs in the upper 60s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain through the evening and a low in the lower 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high around 70. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka, 55 in Emporia. The time is 3:06.
Working for them. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Online, you will always find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. Lots to talk about. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. We will hear from two comedians, Hari Kondabolu and Hank Azaria. They were both involved in a situation involving The Simpsons. Hari sort of calling attention to something that was really bothering him and many other people around the world. And Kazaria was the voice of the character. It was causing an issue. We will hear from them as they discuss that situation. Then, the leaders of a small Southeast Kansas hospital say the only way to keep it from closing is to cut back on services. Now, community members are not exactly happy about that, but they're going along with it.
There's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
So, we will tell you how a new federal program could be the answer for some of the many rural hospitals fighting to keep their doors open. Jim McLean has the story. Coming up here on KPR. Strong chance of rain this afternoon. Currently raining here in Lawrence. Highs in the upper 60s, falling throughout the afternoon. Tonight mostly cloudy, 50% chance of rain in the evening. Lows in the lower 40s, but sunny tomorrow. Highs around 70, breezy tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. Sunny and breezy again on Sunday. A bit cooler with highs topping out in the 60s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. It is 61 in Topeka. The time is 3:20.
Berniner, the band's frontman, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up next. It is 62 degrees in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan, 50 at Fort Riley. The time is 3:30.
Two lawsuits against Fox. She worked on Carlson's show up until March of this year. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New laws in Kansas restricting transgender athletes have caused the state group that oversees high school sports to change its policies. As Blaise Mesa reports, these rules begin July 1st.
The state legislature banned transgender women on women's sports teams. The Kansas State High School Activities Association now has rules that say people identified as male at birth can only play on men's teams. If someone disputes the gender of an athlete, schools will need to check birth certificates or adoption forms. This replaces the old policy, which says schools will determine what is best for students on a case-by-case basis. Opponents of the ban feared the new policy would open the door to schools doing genital inspections on athletes, but that isn't a requirement under these rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Fentanyl test strips could soon be legal to possess after Kansas lawmakers reached a compromise to allow the product. Test strips are currently defined as drug paraphernalia, but a bill headed to the governor's desk would make it legal to possess them. The hope is that people will test drugs before using them and avoid taking fatal doses. Republican State Representative Ken Collins supported the bill.
Fentanyl and drug overdoses deaths are a very a real thing right now in Kansas. I know of two people near me in just a matter of a few months, died of overdoses.
Overdose deaths skyrocketed in Kansas. The state had one of the sharpest increases in overdose deaths in 2021. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to sign that bill into law. The bird flu outbreak that's left around 60 million chickens and turkeys dead nationwide has also killed a handful of cats and dogs, Elizabeth Rembert explains.
Scientists suspect mammals contract bird flu by eating wild infected birds. Cases are extremely rare, but appear to be fatal. Three cats have died from bird flu in Nebraska and at least one dog in Canada. Nicola Hill, an ecologist at the University of Massachusetts Boston, says keeping pets away from wildlife is the best way to protect them.
This is a real call to action that we're seeing this so close to home. If you're walking your dog, keep them on a leash. I have an indoor cat. I love cats, but I also love birds. And so I just keep them in different spaces.
It's even rarer for the disease to pass to humans. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
We do have a 50% chance of rain for the remainder of this afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain in the evening. Lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 70. Lows in the lower 40s tomorrow night. Sunny and breezy on Sunday with highs reaching the lower 60s. Sunday night through Tuesday night, very stable weather pattern, clear skies, lows in the 40s and highs in the upper 60s. More sunshine expected in the middle of the next work week. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
From NPR News, this is Alton on NPR's Code Switch podcast or at npr.org/codeswitch. This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Rural hospitals are struggling everywhere, but the situation is particularly urgent in Kansas. According to the most recent data, 80% of the state's 104 rural hospitals are currently losing money. More than half could be on the brink of closure. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service has the story of one of those hospitals and the hard choices that the people who depend on it are making in order to keep it open.
Our Kansas City is a railroad beef packer services.
It's going to have to work. I mean, I'm sorry, there's no other alternative. Either it works or we have no health coverage.
Whether it works may depend on state officials and how quickly they can get new regulations in place so that SCK Health can formally apply for federal approval to become a rural emergency hospital. If that process isn't well underway by early summer, Bowman says, it could be too late. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public radio stations throughout the state of Kansas. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can hear this story again, find more, a digital feature, lots of photographs online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies around the state. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, remembering the life and career of Harry Belafonte, we will learn about abortion legislation in South Carolina, also in, I believe, North Dakota, possibly Nebraska. We will also get you the latest on attacks by Russia in Ukraine, all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. 50% chance of rain this evening, lows in the lower 40s, sunshine tomorrow, highs around 70. Currently raining here in Lawrence, 62 degrees on the KU campus, 61 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Biologists with 20 years of research. More at AlignProbiotics.com.
I'm Peter Sagal. Hey, were you suddenly fired from your prestigious TV job? Well, this week we'll ask country music star Brad Paisley if he could write a sad song for you. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 62 degrees with light rain here in Lawrence, cloudy and 52 in Manhattan. The time is 4 o'clock.
HR and planning system for a changing world.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County, by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. It's 53 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, at least 21 people were killed in the central Ukrainian city of Uman today. We'll tell you about that. Plus, Melissa Block takes a closer look into the feud between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. New York Times reporter Brooks Barnes has been following the story. It's all about power. Probably won't surprise you much. Disney holds a lot of power in the state of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis wants that company to do things his way. We will find out more coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Join us later this evening on your KPR One stations for Film Music Friday. The topic this week, when dinosaurs ruled the earth. You just kind of have to imagine I was doing reverb there. Music from Jurassic Park, King Kong, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, 1 Million Years B.C., and other films featuring giant dinosaurs run amok. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday on your KPR One stations tonight at 7 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment. Rain and 57 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Manhattan, 61 in Topeka, 59 in Atchison. The time is 4:20, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
B. Ryder Fortson about what it was like to play the title character in this iconic story of a girl's coming of age. That's tomorrow on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County, by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up next. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka, 54 in Emporia. The time is 4:30.
Directions. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street to end the week after better than expected profits from ExxonMobil and Intel offset losses at Amazon. The Dow was up 0.8%. That's about 272 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New laws in Kansas restricting transgender athletes have caused the state group that oversees high school sports to change its policies. As Blaise Messa reports, these rules go into effect on July 1st.
The state legislature banned transgender women on women's sports teams. The Kansas State High School Activities Association now has rules that say people identified as male at birth can only play on men's teams. If someone disputes the gender of an athlete, schools will need to check birth certificates or adoption forms. This replaces the old policy, which says schools will determine what is best for students on a case-by-case basis. Opponents of the ban feared the new policy would open the door to schools doing genital inspections on athletes, but that isn't a requirement under these rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Messa in Topeka.
Fentanyl test strips could soon be legal to possess after Kansas lawmakers reached a compromise to allow the use of the product. Test strips are currently defined as drug paraphernalia, but a bill headed to the governor's desk would make it legal to possess them. The hope is that people will test drugs before using them and then avoid taking fatal doses. Republican State Representative Ken Collins supported the bill.
Fentanyl and drug overdoses, deaths are a very a real thing right now in Kansas. I know of two people near me in just a matter of a few months died of overdoses.
Overdose deaths skyrocketed in Kansas. The state had one of the sharpest increases in overdose deaths in 2021. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to sign that bill into law. After new federal protections for prairie chickens, some ranchers are striking conservation deals with specialized banks that sell credits to energy companies. Stacy Hamey in Scott County plans to put nearly 3,000 acres into conservation. It will help him pay off bank loans and buy new fencing.
There's a lot of habitat disappearing. Some of these ranches are being broke out to farm. You're losing habitat.
Energy companies buy credits that support conservation in one location so they can legally harm habitat in other places. Last month, lesser prairie chickens received protections under the Endangered Species Act. Livestock associations in Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico are fighting the matter in court. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
Support for Ends Considered from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin. Morning Edition from NPR News makes mornings more bearable.
Scientists at the University of Arizona came face to snout with a satellite picture of what looks like a teddy bear etched on the red planet's surface.
And we always pause for a little joy.
The Puppy Bus is run by a local dog walking and training service called Mo Mountain Mutts.
Join us for the show that never forgets to have fun. All right, I'm done with these puns. Listen every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., a great way to start off your day with the latest information. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines will be coming your way in approximately 12 minutes. Then the Federal Reserve and the FDIC reported on lessons learned from bank failures in March. It includes lapses in government oversight and some ideas on how to prevent similar meltdowns going forward. We'll hear from Scott Horsley and David Gura, each bringing a sort of a different facet of their expertise to this. And talking a bit about another bank that people are very concerned about that seems to have a lot of money tied up in really big mortgages. Why is that bank in trouble? We will tell you coming up on KPR. 50% chance of rain this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 40s. It's 57 degrees in Lawrence, 53 in Manhattan, 50 in Abilene, and the time is 10 minutes before 5.
Listeners who support this NPR station. What comforts you? The news might not make your list, but Morning Edition from NPR News brings you thoughtful, reliable storytelling. Join us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations, both KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. 50% chance of rain this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 40s. This is KPR. It's 5 o'clock.
Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, supporting the Institute for Women's Policy Research, working to close inequality gaps for women and improve the economic well-being of families. IWPR.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Manhattan, 60 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, the latest on the Turkish president's campaign for another term. We will also hear a longish excerpt from the Code Switch podcast called The Fallout of a Call-Out. It has to do with Hari Kondabolu and Hank Azaria. Then we will hear Jim McLean's report on the struggle in our Kansas City to keep a hospital open there. Those stories and more still to come. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting the community open house Get to Know the Spencer Museum, May 11th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. More at spencerart.ku.edu.
I want to remind you, following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One station's Film Music Friday, tonight Daryl Brogdon's focus is When Dinosaurs Ruled the Earth, music from Jurassic Park, King Kong, 1 Million Years B.C., lots of other films featuring dinosaurs running amok. Daryl Brogdon is your host, Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. On KPR Two, it's Snap Judgment at 7 o'clock, followed by news from the BBC World Service. 50% chance of rain this evening, partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 40s tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 70, lows in the lower 40s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 60s for Sunday. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Manhattan, 60 in Topeka, 64 with showers in Chanute. The time is 5:20.
So eventually we just decided to kind of embrace it. It was either that or brunchcore.
That conversation with Matt Berniner, the band's frontman, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, unlocking and streaming more KCPBS programming with the PBS video app and Passport video library. More information at kansascitypbs.org/passport.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Manhattan, 52 at Fort Riley. The time is 5:30.
Finished higher on Wall Street to end the week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ added almost 0.7%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas House has advanced a controversial school spending bill that lets more families use state tax dollars to pay for private schools. The House voted 83-37 today to pass the bill, which expands the state's tax credit scholarship program. The program lets donors fund scholarships to private or religious schools in exchange for tax breaks. Republican Representative Patrick Penn disputed arguments that the plan diverts money from public schools.
This is not about making sure that the infrastructure or the apparatus has all the funding that it wants. It's about making sure that the kids have what they need.
The bill also allows private or homeschool students to play sports in public schools. The Kansas Senate is expected to take up the measure later this evening. New laws in Kansas restricting transgender athletes have caused the state group that oversees high school sports to change its policies. As Blaise Mesa reports, these rules will go into effect beginning July 1st.
The state legislature banned transgender women on women's sports teams. The Kansas State High School Activities Association now has rules that say people identified as male at birth can only play on men's teams. If someone disputes the gender of an athlete, schools will need to check birth certificates or adoption forms. This replaces the old policy, which says schools will determine what is best for students on a case-by-case basis. Opponents of the ban fear the new policy would open the door to schools doing genital inspections on athletes, but that isn't a requirement under these rules. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Blaise Mesa in Topeka.
Fentanyl test strips could soon be legal to possess after Kansas lawmakers reached a compromise to allow the product. Test strips are currently defined as drug paraphernalia, but a bill headed to the governor's desk would make it legal to possess them. The hope is that people will test drugs before using them and avoid taking fatal doses. Republican State Representative Ken Collins supported the bill.
Fentanyl and drug overdoses, deaths are a very a real thing right now in Kansas. I know of two people near me in just a matter of a few months died of overdoses.
The state of Kansas had one of the sharpest increases in overdose deaths in 2021. Laura Kelly is expected to sign that bill into law. The time is 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from Nick Kondabolu and Hank Azaria talking with Code Switch's Gene Demby. You can listen to more of their conversation on NPR's Code Switch podcast or at npr.org/codeswitch. This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Rural hospitals are struggling everywhere, but the situation is particularly urgent in Kansas. According to the most recent data, 80% of the state's 104 rural hospitals are losing money. More than half could be on the brink of closure. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service has the story of one of those hospitals and the hard choices that the people who depend on it are making to keep it open.
Our Kansas City is a railroad.
Either it works or we have no health coverage.
Whether it works may depend on state officials and how quickly they can get new regulations in place so that SCK Health can formally apply for federal approval to become a rural emergency hospital. If that process isn't well underway by early summer, Bowman says, it could be too late. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of public radio stations across the state, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Get more information, see photos, a complete digital feature, available at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a 50% chance of rain through the evening hours, partly cloudy after midnight, lows tonight in the lower 40s, sunshine tomorrow, highs around 70, lows in the lower 40s tomorrow night, sunshine again on Sunday, a little bit cooler, highs topping out in the 60s. It is 55 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Topeka, 52 in Emporia, 64 in Chanute. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio at 10 minutes before 6.
Supplement to support digestive health, containing a probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists with 20 years of research. More at AlignProbiotics.com.
I'm Peter Sagal. Hey, were you suddenly fired from your prestigious TV job? Well, this week we'll ask country music star Brad Paisley if he could write a sad song for you. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Tune in for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz, 10 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR1 stations. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 55 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 6 o'clock. It just needs